Glory to God. Lord, I, you know, you probably thought he was just lip syncing and I was doing the singing, right?
No.
I'm so thankful for the choir, our orchestra, our musicians, worship leading, for people gifted in the congregation like that. That's what what brings the church together.
Yes.
The gifting, everybody in here is so vitally important to the kingdom of God.
Yes.
I thank God for each and every one of you. And it's always a blessing to see what the Lord's doing. And, you know, I was thinking, I'm not concerned about nickels and numbers in a church in the hour we live, but is what I'd like to see is people who aren't aware of Bible preaching church. How many know who Jack Hibb is?
Yeah.
Jack Hibb.
Yeah.
He's a pastor out of California.
Yeah.
But he was on this morning and he was talking about how important it is to get into a Bible church. He said it might not have the biggest cross on the outside, might not be the biggest building, might not be the most beautiful building either, but he said if they're preaching the word of God, you better get in it. Because he said there's few of them around now and they're going to get fewer as we get darker and darker into time. So I thank God for Crossfire.
Amen.
And I was thinking about The Wonderful Life, you know, the movie. He didn't think his life was worth anything until he found out what the world was like if he didn't have input. I thought about even a church, a Bible preaching church with a congregation that supports it and everything in the last 15 years. How many people have been blessed? How many people have been saved in this church? How many people have been encouraged? How many people have been healed? I don't see the volume or anything, but it's happening because Jesus himself, as I said before, he was always looking for the one.
Yes, yes.
He was never looking here so vitally important. And if everybody in here, you invite one person, this congregation would double on one Sunday. For the idea of filling it up, but for the idea of those coming in, we have an opportunity to share the gospel with them, that they get born again, get saved. Same thing. That's our heart to win the lost.
Yes.
That's what our mission is by Jesus, our commander in chief, Lowell, as you said, the captain of the ship. And proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's what we want to do at Crossfire Assembly, which we've been doing at Crossfire. It isn't how charismatic the preacher. This is what it's all about. Preachers come and preachers go, but this stays forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That isn't my message today. Last week, I preached on... what did I preach on last week? Anybody remember? God sees you. Hallelujah. This week, I felt the Lord wanted me to teach, and it's about hearing and obeying the voice of God. You need to hear the voice of God.
Yes.
You know, when you hear the voice of God, it brings peace, joy.
Yes.
It brings everything you and I have need of in life when we can hear the voice of God. And that's one voice that we don't hear much in our life. Just encourage it today and speak on it, that the Holy Spirit will bring to our memory that we need to hear from the voice of God, and we need it more than ever in the hour of this world. Young and old alike, we need to hear the voice of God in order to get through this world. So Heavenly Father, we thank you, we pray you. Lord, every one of us in here were created by you, in your image, and we're all vitally important to you. And you're the one that we're much and want to hear from you. And so, Lord, I'm praying that your word this morning will bring conviction if need, bring challenge, encouragement, what your word will fulfill that. And so, Lord, we commit this time to you for your glory, for your honor, for all your praise we give you. In Jesus' name, amen. I want you to look at somebody, just look at somebody around the day and say, hear me. Only up here. Thanks, Ruth. You always know I'm ruthless without her. Is there anybody who wants to give a testimony before I start preaching? That you're just bubbling inside saying, I just want to give God. You got to say it loud if you do.
Well, I would say that this week we leave for Florida. Like, where are we? And we're like, well, God has a church for us. So we went online, and Lowell said, I've never seen this one before. And so we said, we should be here. And we thank you all for the growth that we've had and the blessing that we've had. And God is.
And should Jesus tarry, we pray that you'll come back this way.
Yes.
You know, we got all these. Oh, go ahead.
I was searching for a church for a while, kind of in between churches, and I kind of had this mental, a small church, a Bible-believing church, Spirit-filled, and just a very small community, and I was looking online as well, even Willingham, Minnesota, and there was this church, I think it was in Mankato. I'm like, oh, that's such a great church. Then I was online, it was just small and just so Spirit-filled. Mine on Crossfire popped up, and I'm like, oh, this is close to my house. I think I'll try this. So, and it's just, God heard my heart. And
amen. Amen. Well, you've been a blessing also. And everyone here, you people that feel that you need, you don't need it. I tell you what, God will fulfill your every dream here. He'll keep you warm here. You get the fire of God in you, and I tell you what, you'll get excited here. We're thankful for you with these snowbirds when they're here too, and you're missed when you're gone. But we're thankful for everybody else, and that's my prayer, that God builds the church.
Yeah.
It's not the preacher. Some people say, well, preacher, you need to fill those churches. No, I don't.
Oh, yeah.
That's not my responsibility is to preach the word of God. God, take over. I'm not going to do that. Sometimes he keeps churches certain sizes for a reason, too.
That's right.
But I'll tell you what, purpose in this last day is we're not a perfect church, but we're a church full of imperfect people with a perfect God. And so thank God for each and every one of you, because you were sent here by God. You may think, no, I chose it. But really, it's God who brought you here.
Amen.
Go ahead, Terry.
I just want to say, this church is a miracle. It is a gift from God, because Satan tried it, and he almost succeeded. But praise God, that wasn't in his plan. You know, his plan was for this now. And we love and appreciate every single one of you here, new people in between. You know, we love it here in Crossfire.
Amen. Amen.
I don't want to take Doug's testimony, but he's not here right now. But interviews and applying for flying. God bless him with a job 3 weeks ago. And he's home. He's not on the road. And then that Tuesday, he ended up getting a truck. So,
amen. God hears, doesn't he? Our heart's desire here, I want God to fill this church with diverse people.
Yes.
Nationalities, skin colors.
Yeah.
But God's called us, the church, to love one another.
Amen.
No matter who we are.
Okay.
And that's what we do here. This is a church.
Yeah.
And there's hurting people out there that I hope and pray one day can find a church to it and realize that this world has people who will love them.
Yeah.
And that's what we do here. Thank you for being here today. So anyway, God tells us he hears us, but do we hear God? Do we hear God? Things are going. Are we listening to God? You know, even with this peace treaty thing that I mentioned earlier, that's God talking. That's him shouting to the... He told us this was going to happen. There's going to be peace treaties. They're going to be shouting, peace, peace. And then sudden destruction of the trumpet.
Amen.
And that's been the heart of this church, is to preach the gospel, to disciple people. I believe this is a discipling church. And we have a tendency to grow away from God. Some falling away and go into deep sin. Some just become apathetic in their heart and life and don't care anymore. No reason to backslide ever.
That's right.
None.
That's right.
People who say that, well, the preacher didn't shake my hand or God doesn't care. The devil's speaking into a mind.
That's right.
That's all it is. But God wants us to grow and have abundant lives. In the midst of our trial, the devil did. He wants us to have abundant lives, and we can have that in the middle of trials and tribulations. And so we want to encourage people to do a work in our lives. How many have been blessed by our Lord already in this world? I sure have. He saved me. Man, I thank God he saved me. I tell you, I can hardly of God. He saved me. Who am I? He saved me. He saved you. But he chose us in my car. Whether it was in the mind, impression, or verbal, I'm not sure. But I'll tell you what, I heard the voice of God. He called me to serve him, to live for him, to love him. But God was in that car. And he spoke to me. And I said, God is present. It was so deep and strong. I've never felt love like that in my whole life. And that's the love of our God to our persons. He loves every one of his creation. One of the greatest benefits of our salvation is hearing God speak to us personally. We don't even realize it, and he's talking and we're not listening. There can be no intimate relationship with our Heavenly Father without him speaking to us. I'm not talking about the character goes around and says, God told me this and God told me that. Those people I'm scared of. That isn't how God operates. And as easy as it is for us to speak to him, the average Christian has a hard time hearing his voice. There are many voices speaking in the human heart today. Imaginations, our flesh, other people, and God himself. All those voices are coming at us almost daily. Which is always going to be encouraging, loving, and leads to holiness and aligns with Scripture. That voice will always align with thee to do. If that voice, you don't understand it, does it line up with the Word of God? That's God. The voice of Satan, condemning, promotes sin. And when you speak negative things, people, who are you speaking for? Even if it's about yourself. Many people are become dismayed, discouraged when they don't like the way they look. They don't like this about them or that about them. Where is that voice coming from? It's coming. He wants us to destroy ourselves. God tells me, see, when that voice comes against me, I quote the voice that I heard. That's the voice that I hear. And that's the one God wants us to hear because it's true. You know, you're so important. He's every very numbered. And every part of your very being, think about it. Every part of your very being, God's marked in a book. And he tells us that in his word. He spoke it to us in his word. And when the Holy Spirit wants me to remember it, he'll bring it to my memory and I'll think about it at the time I need to hear. The voice of man, influences from people around you, the people surrounding us, which can be either positive or they can be negative. And if people are speaking negative in your life, those are the kind of people you kind of want to stay away from. To somebody else. And I want to speak God's word. Amen? And then there you have the voice of demons. Well, demons push return. And they're active continually in the life of a Christian too, not being possessed, but can be oppressed, or they'll try to things in your mind contrary to the word of God. Every fleshly lust to turn away from God, doing the things that God told us not to do, the demon will put it, doesn't mind it if I do it just once. God wants me to be happy. That's not God speaking. When you hear those things, you're trying to justify things in your life that are contrary to this word. Those are demonic spirits speaking into your imagination and in your mind. Fish, I can worship him out there too. That's not God speaking to you. God says that we're to come together in fellowship and more often as we see the days approach. Speak to us as a family. And we need to be together every Sunday if possible to encourage one another. oh, we don't need to be talking to each, going out with everybody every Sunday. We can't do that anyway. But I tell you what, there's something about just coming into a building and joining our brothers and sisters in Christ.
Amen.
Demons don't want that. They'd rather have you out in the world and fulfilling the desires of the flesh.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with fishing, by the way, and being in a lake and a boat. But who's important in our life? It's important to be aware of these influences and to seek guidance through prayer. Prayer, vitally important. And Scripture, as we read this word is so vitally important. And I know I say it many times, and you're going to hear me keep saying it many times. Because people say, well, I get bored reading the Bible. The reason you're bored is because you're not listening to God, and you're probably not obeying it. And I'm speaking in general to the church. Easy to hear that here or watching. But this is so vitally important. And the most exciting thing is when the Holy Spirit starts showing you things in Scripture and speak what I'm talking about. Speak to your heart while you're reading it, and you'll get joy. You may even start weeping at something because he's showing you something in there, because he's a living God and he's talking to you. And we miss it. This should be the most exciting book in the world to read, because it's life. It's eternal life written down. Discouraging times come, when the tragedies come, when the disappointments come. And we need to hang on to this anchor of God's word. We need it so to fail to apply God's word, the Bible, to what they think is the voice of God speaking to them. Anything contrary to this. We need to be in the Word. Don't depend upon the preacher. Depend upon the Word of God. Read a Word.
Amen.
To make the Bible seem like it's not relevant today. The Old Testament's not relevant today. Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah.
Confirms the new confirms the old as God's speaking to us. But the devil also, even like when you witness to a cult member, like a Bible they use, has been tampered with, and it's dangerous to be reading it. Why do you think the devil wants people? So make sure you got a translation that is a good translation. I use the King James here, and people say, well, that's a hard book. That's the easiest. You know, when you ask the Holy Spirit to help you when you read the Word of God, he helps you to understand it. But not only that, he gave us a brain that if you don't understand a word, what do you do? Study the Word and show yourself approved unto God.
Amen.
A workman not ashamed. It takes work to understand in order for you and I to get in closer to. Because a lot of these translations out there today are smooth. They're creamy. They make you feel good. They don't make you dig, because they spell it out for you and they're using the wrong words.
That's right.
Changing the meaning. They're taking things out. Bibles that take out the make out hell, take out heaven, and those types of things, which there are, they're deceiving you, and that's Satan speaking to people.
That's right.
By the whole Word of God.
Amen.
We got to be careful, people, in the day we're living. An absolute requirement in learning how to hear from God is to be convinced Bible, always.
Right.
If you hear something in your mind and it's not something that you couldn't find in the Word of God or think it's in the Word of God, just or it can be a demon. 1 Corinthians 14:33, it says, for God is not the author of confusion. He's not the author of confusion. You will feel abiding peace in your heart when hearing from the heart, and you'll know it's true. I've heard people read, I get so confused when I read the Bible. Well, that's not coming from God. That's because you're listening to other voices. I read the Word of God. That's the Word of God. That's the one I want to listen to. Otherwise, you will experience some confusion within, perhaps in the form of doubts. No longer read the Bible because they say, which Bible can we trust? They're all fake. That's the devil's. They're not all fake. There's good translations out there. Good James is one of the most solid ones out there. He's guiding us through life. If you look to him, he'll guide you. If you listen to him, when you read the Word of God, young people too, read the Word of God, because different directions in your life, and you need to ask God, what direction should I go? He'll always lead you the right way. It's not that the Lord is not speaking continually to us. Sometimes he's shouting at us and we don't hear him because he's trying to get our attention. Jesus made some radical statements about hearing him. The porter is open. That could be like Jesus Christ or maybe John the Baptist when you read the Bible. And the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth forth his own sheep. He goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Amen. And a stranger will know not the voice of a stranger. You know, I was thinking about that, too. Even some of our pets are smarter than us. You know what? My daughter's little Barkley, he was a one-family dog. And when anybody else would try to call him, he'd just sit there and look at him and growl. Walk in a room and say, "Hey, Barkley," and he'd take off on a dead heat to me because he recognized my voice. And pets will do that. But going back to the Word of God, he knows our name.
Yes, amen.
He knows it. And when he calls you, you'll know it's him because it'll line up with the Word of God that he wants to. Our lives and situations can be radically transformed by hearing the voice of the Lord correctly. You know, hearing God's voice can help you turn from any situation and turn around. You know, a lot of marriages today have problems because one or both partners aren't listening to God. And that's why they have the Word of God and do and obey what he says. Marriages can come back together because it's living. Finances, people struggle through finances, man. Everybody shouts, "That was in the Old Testament. You don't need to tithe anymore." Read in 1 Corinthians about that, to give to the church. He expects it. Because how can a church exist unless we pay the bills, support the ministry? There's benefits we tend to gain. Oh, by the way, I just sent off some more money to Rejoice. Did you hear that?
Rejoice.
One more time.
Rejoice.
Rejoice. I sent off some more money to Rejoice Radio out of Princeton, Minnesota, Florida. One of the best radio stations you'll hear for encouragement. You'll hear good preaching, children's programs. People get saved. Go on your radio or your internet is all you need to do. I think it's 89.7 FM in the metro. But I tell you what, if you can't find it there, just look up Rejoice Radio on your phone or on the internet. I want to tell you that for encouragement. And we as a church support it because we're reaching people in homes that people can't get out. We're programs. Some of the benefits, again, that we tend to gain when we hear and obey the voice of God. It gives us wisdom. Where's it going to come from? Hopefully from the Lord. Do I use wisdom all the time? No. That's why I'm asking God for it. It says in Proverbs 2:6, "For the Lord giveth wisdom."
Hallelujah.
That's where I go to get wisdom and understanding.
Yeah.
I go to him. I don't go to some guy in the bar.
Yeah.
Or anywhere else. Many places. God can give us wisdom, knowledge, understanding if only we trust him enough to ask him. Lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. I've experienced in my life, I've made decisions, but I made the right ones because I've heard from God. I took the word of God and I applied it to that area of my life and I found out he gave me the wisdom. 1 Kings 3:9, Solomon's request. Remember King Solomon? It says in 1 Kings 3:9, "Give therefore thy servant in that I may discern between good and bad, for who is able to judge this, thy so great a people?" And then when you turn to verse 12, you'll see that God heard. God's not a respecter of persons. We can do the same thing. You need to be in prayer to God when you ask him for it. You just got to listen when he tells you what the wisdom needs to be in certain cases. Number two, it gives us godly prosperity and good success. And I'm not a problem being preached today. It distracts people from God and gets their mind on materialism rather than on God. It's a dangerous thing to be preached. Are buying airplanes, huge homes, expensive cars, doing every whatever, and they keep preaching. That's a different gospel. Joshua 1:8, depart out of my mouth. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest there observe. There's God telling us. You hearing him? Did you just hear him?
Yep.
Do what this book says. For then thou good success. That's God talking to you and I to know how to have a prosperous life. Not a greedy prosperity type message. He repeats it in Psalms chapter 1, verses 1 through 3 also. He says the same thing. You want to know how to be prosperous in your life? Do what the book says. We're in this world. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The word of God came to Joshua to instruct about the importance of desiring and obeying success, but good success. Good success. That's what he wants for us. But we need to listen to him. We need to obey the book. Read it and go back to it and reread it and reread it, because guess what? I'm going to say it again. It's a living word. It changes with our circumstances of life. As you get married and different things, you have children, whatever's happening in your life, there's scripture that comes to life for you and I, and God speaks it to us when we read it. And guess what? God talks louder than me. Oh, I know he comes, but I tell you what, when God wants to shout, you'll hear him. Sometimes he has to get our attention. Number three, it gives us, Paul was on his way to Damascus. You remember that story? And he encountered God. Acts 9:4 says, and he fell to the earth and heard a voice. Who was that?
God.
Jesus. Saul, Saul, why persecute thou me? From a killing spree to a mission, a life-changing mission. Paul was on his way to kill Christians. Some of us are on our way to different things, and God stops you many times by speaking into your mind and your heart and bringing a scripture before you get to do something to it, or you're going to disobey that voice. That's your Heavenly Father speaking to us in order that we have a prosperous life. And the devil puts you in your mind and you're on your way to do things, think things or whatever that are contrary to the Word of God. You need to stop and say, God, that was you. You'll be a much happier person. We won't have as much sin in the church. We won't have as much division within the church because we learned. Acts 9:11 says, and the Lord said unto him, speaking of Paul, arise and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the hold, he prayeth. God speaks to us continually. God can give us direction of life and thereby giving your life a meaning. It's in the Word of God. God tells us the meaning of what our life is for. It's all laid out. It's there. But we can't be baby. Show me. We got to grow up and mature as Christians and begin to read the Word of God. Too many people depending upon these here pastors preaching the true Word of God and leading people astray. And they're getting food that's destroying them. We need to read the Word of God. I'm glad the Lord put that in there. Because I've heard people say, well, God probably loves you and probably loves that person over there because of this. They're listening to the wrong voice, because God tells us right now when we stand before him on judgment day, he's going to look at that person and say, I told you I have no respect to person. And nobody in this room, if you stand before God, can say God loves somebody else more than he loves me, because God will know you'd be lying. Because Pastor Lynn, I'm a troublemaker for Jesus. Believers should seek to get spiritual clarity through them. Amen?
Amen.
Prayer. 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 We need to be an end time prayer warring church.
Amen.
Regarding the direction for our lives. That's where it all comes from, right here. I hate to see young people go in the wrong direction in life because it's averse. Or uncles and aunts or grandpas and grandmas or whatever, because we need to go to the one, the only one, the way, the truth, and the life that gives us a direction for life. It can be easy for an individual to be stuck because of the difficulty that you're walking through and often faces. We fight spiritual battles, and we all fight spiritual battles. And we face the opposition of the enemy. God wants to guide us through His Word and the leading of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
You've heard of the purpose-driven book, right?
Yes.
That's not a godly book. God?
Yes.
He leads us. He's number four, gives us power.
Yes.
The Bible made us understand in Luke 4, in verse 32, it says, "And they were astonished at His doctrine, for His word was with power."
Amen.
They sensed it. The power of God was talking to them right there. They heard the power of God. And that same power is in this book.
Amen.
And it's in you if you're born again, living within the Christian. But we missed it. There's going to be so many faces shocked when we get to heaven. All the things we missed in this world when we think we do. The Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit. One time my wife and I, we first got saved. We're 21 years old and we're, and Mia Luther, now Christian. But a woman and a man came walking in the doors, churches like this one. It's like I had you, some of you do today. You remember this deal. And the man was a burly guy. He was a tough character. Well, his wife got up there and he started pushing her around one day. He was shoving her around and beating on her to him directly. And she rebuked him in the name of Jesus Christ. You know what happened to him? He flew up off his feet against a wall. He thought he got saved. Whoa, what a blow that was. A Christian man. I remember, I could see his face change. Now he started kissing his wife. Lip locks instead of fist kicks. Whether spoken by Jesus or written in Scripture is filled with power. The Scripture describes it in different Scriptures, and you can look them up. It's just fire and a light in addition to our daily food that God is our daily provider.
Amen.
Your testimony. Who provided that?
Jesus. Hallelujah.
We got to quit looking to everything else for our help. The government, don't do it. Even other people many times. Don't look to even each others in here for help first. But normally he said, I'm your provider. I'm your daily bread. I'm everything you need of. You come to me and I'll listen and you listen to me and I'll show you how to people for whatever need that is. Isn't it good to be a Bible person?
Yes.
It's more exciting. It's living in a nation like this one too. Not a bunch of dumb stuff. Not crawling on the floor barking like a dog. Don't want that kind of stuff. But I want to see God supernaturally. When he speaks to a whole congregation at one time, corporately. Number five, it gives assurance. Genesis 15:1. After these things, the word, and fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward.
Yes.
Hallelujah, it's God.
Yes.
Look to him.
Yes.
What a word of assurance that Abram had that day, huh? Can you imagine? That we like, God is assuring us, not the fear during trials. Some of you are walking in trials, questionable. You're wondering, look to God. He said, I'm your protector. I'll lead you through it, but obey me. He is our protection and provision for life. And number six, it gives us life. Simon Peter, remember, Simon, so knowledgeable enough to admit this fact. In John 6:68, he says, then Simon Peter answered and said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the word. Peter was listening because God was talking. God was talking. I'm amazed how many go into Islam, Hinduism, or some stupid cult, Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormons, Freemasons, when God has the word for eternal life.
Right.
Nobody else does. You won't find it in their foolish print. Why? Once you have Jesus, what left is there? Well, I'm going to go back in the world. Jesus never done anything for me. We affirm that there is no other person or means to eternal life except the words of God. I'm about to throw the Bible. You don't throw it at him, but when you speak the word of God to him, don't throw the word of God. That's only done in the emergent churches. Heaven gives us great blessings. Abraham not only enjoyed a wonderful relationship with God, but he also enjoys his blessings, which we as believers are. God said to Abraham, we're part of that blessing right now in this world. Genesis 12, 2 and 3. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make him that bless thee, and curse him that curses thee, and in thee be blessed. That's God speaking to Abram. When he didn't know, God said, go into another country. Where? I'll lead you. That's what we need to do. In giving God our attention, he can speak to our minds, our unique circumstance that you're in, because some of us have complex things that are going on mentally, emotionally, within our families, whatever. And you need...
Amen.
Those books are many times misleading, and those books were only meant for that person who wrote that book. God doesn't work the same way. Some people spend more time going to the bookstore reading other people's material about God will do this for you if you do this. No, I always tell people, read the Word. Thank God he met that person's life, but it's not for me. Mine's in here.
Amen.
That's where I look for God to answer my problems. When we, he gives us spiritual direction through prayer. When you go to prayer, he'll give you spiritual direction in your life. And our obedience and spiritual victory in our battles.
Yes.
When we go to him in prayer, because he'll speak back to us. But it is his voice that we hear. And that's the biggest problem. Make sure it lines up with the book. Let me tell you, the Holy Spirit's voice will always be, it'll never detour from it one bit. It'll never compromise. If there's compromise being spoken into your mind, it's either yourself or the devil. When I hear a preacher swear from the pulpit using curse words, that's not God. God doesn't want us to speak foul communication. He tells us in his book. Matthew chapter 10, verses, what ye shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what ye shall speak. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. Go out and witness. Or if you're challenged in your faith, don't be afraid of that. If you don't have an answer, don't be that one up. But don't be afraid anyway, because right here, God tells me that he's going to be speaking in me to that situation. Our Heavenly Father, our God, need it. He's ready. He's able to. He's God. You'll find that also in Luke chapter 12 and chapter 20. Revelation, vision, prophecy, or teaching that contradicts or has no basis in the Word of God can never be the Word of God. Can never be God. There are several ways we can do it. Number one, through the Scriptures, 2 Timothy 3, 16, 17. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. In the Greek, by the way, that God breathed. It's God breathed. And is profitable for doctrine, for reproof. That word reproof, by the way, means conviction or evidence. For correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly finished. You know what that is in the Greek, thoroughly finished? It means completely unto all good works. God speaking into me through the Word of God gives me the ability to do the work. The Bible is our blueprint, people. It's the primary way God speaks to us and guides us. This is it right here. When I'm preaching, many times, it's directing me to it. And you, many of you have experienced things too, where God will give you a different direction. There's times when I had messages for Saturday afternoon. Lord, just, I got to do a different message. The one I spent hours, I'm done with. God is speaking to us constantly. The written word, he speaks to us. The logos, in Greek, it means the word. The Bible is a main way God speaks to one and two. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Who is that? He's the word. God speaks to us when we read the Bible on nearly every issue that applies to modern living and life experiences. There's something in the book. Jesus, the bread of life, he taught us in Matthew chapter 4:4. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every glory to God. That's how we're to live, by every word that's out of them. It's every one of the, every word in here has got a meaning behind it. Therefore and thou for and this and there and that, and they all got meanings, every one of them. They're important. That's why people should not be taking them out, because, man, every word. How many words?
Every
word. You can trust us, and if you don't know what it is, study it and ask the Holy Spirit, what does it mean? And if you got to get a pastor or another brother or sister in Christ involved, that's good. I'm not done yet. I didn't hear the Lord say stop yet. Yeah. To share with us every single day. Every day. He will take the time to read his word. Speak his word. Our daily bread. Not just spiritually, but physically also. We look to him. The living word, Jesus said in John 6:63, it is the spirit speak unto you. They are spirit and they are life. Yes. Don't allow the devil. If you're walking through physical problems, mental problems, emotional problems, financial problems, marital problems, relational problems or whatever, and it doesn't seem like they're going away, something planned. He will bring it to pass the way he's going to do it and the time he's going to do it and the way he's going to do it. And we stay with the word. And we want to go and do our own thing. The best thing is to stay steadfast in your faith. A spoken word, the rhema word, is a direct communication from the Holy Spirit situation that you and I have in life. It's a specific word for a specific time and a specific need. It's everything, and it changes, as I said earlier.
Yes.
Person, some of the scriptures in here don't mean a thing to you. But as you're growing older and older in the Lord, they all of a sudden they come to life. Because
yes.
He called them forth. He spoke to them. And he never stopped. From cradle to grave, through the Holy Spirit speaking to our hearts and minds, God often speaks to us by the inner witness of the Holy Spirit in our spirit. Romans 8:16, these are the children of God.
Yes.
See, I have a witness in my heart that I belong to Jesus. Because
yes.
He lives within me.
Yes.
Oh, you're going to heaven.
Yes.
If you're in here this morning, you've never received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I want to invite you this morning, before you leave, to make that commitment, because you need, by your choice, not by his. He sent Jesus. All have sinned, all of us in here. We all need Jesus. It's 1 Corinthians 12:8-10. For the one is given by the Spirit of the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing, prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another divers kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. Those are all ways God speaks to us.
Yes.
Yeah. God said, I've been speaking to you from the day you were born. Compelling you to come to me. Through every way I know how, I even sent my son to die on a cross and spoke to you from the cross.
Yeah.
But you rebelled and decided you want to do it your way. Thoroughly, he speaks to us through godly counsel. Proverbs 11:14. Where no counsel is, the people fail. Through the counselors, there is safety.
Yeah.
Counseling's good. Get counsel. Good counsel.
Yes.
Make sure, even if you answer, make sure they're given counseling according to the Word of God. There's been a lot of Christian counselors destroyed a lot of people's lives, and they were worse off, at least in my Christian life, that many people walking through many trials of life got straightened out by the altar. Coming to the altar. Surrender. You know why? Jesus is the counselor. The great counselor. He knows how to works with the mind. And if I'm emotionally, and we do go through trials like that, people. Emotional struggles, mental problems. We could go in here and Jesus, and he'll take care of you just like he did the one in the grave, the graveyard, the demoniac. Man started living for Jesus, didn't he? That man there heard Jesus. He heard Jesus. He listened. He got delivered. In the Bible, we see that God loves to use others. God will use you, he'll use me to speak into each other's lives according to this book, to give warnings, directions, and help when need. But it's kind of odd to turn from their wicked ways. Remember that story? Likewise, God uses individuals in our lives to address certain issues that we may or may not be aware of. Just make sure the feeling based. Christians have made some dumb decisions based on religious feeling, firm in the Word of God. I've stopped different things that people want to make decisions on, even within this church. Rather than being based upon the Word of God, that will destroy us. Proverbs 19:20. Hear counsel, latter end. And then through confirmation of other people, again, the offended brother. And oh, do we have offended brothers in this hour we live. Yeah. Then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established. We should not tell me that. You know where I heard it from? Out of his book. We're not to be easily offended. But how many today are? You say one little thing or don't do something right. Church. Rather than growing up and maturing like Christians. Speak as the oracles of God, meaning the utterance or the mouthpiece for God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. God speaks through preachers, teachers, but he can also speak through our spouse sometimes. But he does. Our kids, he'll speak through our kids, our friends, even our enemies. We need to listen. Is that God speaking to me? That's a person who doesn't like me. What they said really bothers me, but it's true. Maybe that's because that was God speaking through. 15, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called into one body, and be ye thankful. God made us with an inner awareness of what inclination to do right. And then through circumstances, God's not limited concerning the way he speaks to us at all whatsoever. And he often uses circumstances in walking through. Could be God speaking to us. It could be. How long are we going to listen? Are we going to be impatient? But he'll use circumstances. Remember Romans 8:28? And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Even the bad, he'll bring them all together, and he'll bring good out of the terrible things that the devil meant for destruction in our life. But if we stay true to God, God's going to bring them together in success. It will come. But many times we got to walk that road of faithfulness to him. Amen. Through an audible voice, though seemingly rare, speak audibly. Adam and Eve heard God's voice in the garden. Remember that? Yes. God walked with them daily. He talked with them. God spoke audibly to Moses. He spoke verbally to him. They heard him. His voice was thundering. In the New Testament, the Father endorsed Jesus at his baptism and his transfiguration. Saul saw Christ in a blinding light and heard his voice in the book of Acts. God is sovereign, and he can speak however and whenever he wants. We need to listen every single day, because God literally speaks to us throughout the day in every moment. Angelic visitations. Be careful of angels, people. If you're newer in the Lord, angels don't have wings. God's messenger sent to minister. Since in Scripture where angels informed, they warned, or they conveyed divine messages to individuals, and God still uses them that way today, too. 2, be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares.
Amen.
You ever been snotty to somebody? Say the right thing to you, and you got snippy with them? Maybe that was God testing you to see where you're at. You know, God, He speaks to us through angels. You will find Revelation, they visit the church, the angels. Visions and dreams are another way that God speaks to us, Acts 2:17. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saying that God and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Yeah. It was fulfilled on the day of Pentecost, and it's going to be completely filled when Jesus world even today, upon young and old. A vision is an inspired appearance, something you see literally with your eyes or your mind. A dream is something seen in your sleep. God can insert images and ideas into our minds whether we are conscious or not. He can do it. The bottom line is that we should be committed to fervent prayer, divine direction. We need to be people of prayer. In other words, as we humble ourselves before the Lord, seek His guidance in our lives, shepherd.
Yes.
Psalms 23:3, and He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in this path of righteousness for His name's sake. You can trust that good shepherd. You know, it's like every sermon. I haven't even scratched the surface. See, God will speak to us more often as we learn to recognize His voice, and you look forward to hearing Him throughout your day. We expect to hear from Him at church. He speaks all the rest of the week. He wants to speak to us throughout the week. It says in John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice. If you get angry during the week and you blow your cool, maybe you need to let God speak to you out of His word and say, be angry and sing. If you're tempted to walk into sin, maybe you need to allow God to say, I said, resist the devil and he shall flee from you, if you're tempted to go a direction or do something you shouldn't do. The book is full of God speaking to us. Voice of the Holy Spirit from all those other competing voices, the devil and the world and everything else. God's talking to us. The devil's talking to us. Our carnal natures are to speak to them, justifying sinful, lustful, greedy lifestyles and blocking out the voice of God. The Bible gives us practical by the Holy Spirit, Isaiah 8:20. To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there's no light in. If a fellow Christian comes talking to you something and leading you in the wrong way and it doesn't match up with them, there's no light in them at that point. And people, we need God to speak to us right now. Things are happening at a rapid pace. People, even the world is concerned what's going on. Nations, things are overflowing. We don't know if it's revival, awakening. We don't even know if there are things. Young people are being deceived by AIs. Pastors will only preach sermons that AI gives them. I want the I Am to give me mine. The I Am. With every head bowed quickly, I just want to ask again, is there anybody in here say, Pastor? The Lord. The wages of sin is death, separation from the loving God. God's love. Pastor, I want to come and give my life to Jesus. Is there anyone who walked in that I might be missing? Is there any Christian in here who said, Pastor, I've been faltering because I've been listening to myself and listening to the devil and listening to others. I've been watching other Christians live worldly lives, and I think, the book. We got to listen to God. And if God is speaking to you right now, just a moment of time, if you say, I need to get right with Jesus, I want you just to hear. We don't look down on anybody. I'm just a fruit inspector. That's all I do. when the Holy Spirit speaks, and we shouldn't say, oh, they. We say, what about me? We got people, I don't apologize. Holy Spirit is speaking that time is so short that we got to get it right. There's only one way to do it. There's only one way. And my brothers and sisters came up here this morning. Thank you for being. If there's any watching on social media, you can do the same thing. But we're just going to pray together. I want to pray with each person because this is important. Some people think, what's the purpose? And man, they go up there and God sees. God sees. He does a work in spite of us. If they mean it, God does. God speaks through a pastor. He speaks through his word, and it lines up with the word. And God compels us to encourage people to live for God. And to... Anyone else before I start praying? If you've never given your life to Jesus, too, come up here. Too, I went to a lot of altars, and I'm glad I did. So you ready? You can say your own prayer if you want, but if you just follow me and give you kind of a guidance, that's good. Heavenly Father, say it out loud with me. And congregation, you say it out loud too. We're a family. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, I want to hear your voice more. Spirit, help me to read your word more faithfully. Help me to obey your word. To be like you. And Lord, I know in this world I will be perfect. I am righteous. I am forgiven. And so right now, Jesus, we're just asking you by your written word and help us to know your voice in the days ahead. And when we do, we can live a fruitful life and be a witness to others around us that are watching our lives. And those of us that help us hear your voice, for you love the brokenhearted and those with contrite spirits to hear your voice, that this too shall come to pass. Jesus, thank you for saving me, helping me, and never leaving me. Just say this, ask right now that the blood of Jesus be over my life, over my mind, that I have the mind of Christ for help the rest of my life. Guide me, direct me, give me the wisdom I need to do the right things in life. I believe you now will work in my life in a greater way. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Lord bless you. Appreciate you. Appreciate you. Lord bless you. You're going to make it. You're going to make it. You're going to make it. Lord bless you.